With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alrighty, third hour, Tinky and Tierney, coming to you live from our Quicken Loans studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently here on this busy Wednesday. Man, there's a lot to sort through, and that's what we're doing for you. Obviously, the first hour, Kawhi and DeMar DeRozan, the Raps and the Spurs. And I was curious, and I was trying to figure this out, but I was a little bit too jammed up before the show, and Samter was able to confirm this. I wanted to find out if Toronto was the absolute furthest point from all the other NBA cities.
Is it?
No, Boston. And I thought Boston might have it by a couple of the miles. And I think, and Portland was one. Mm-hmm. Boston was another. New York. So there was a couple. But they obviously shipped them out and he shipped them to another country. It's crazy. And listen.
As far away as possible in the East and as far away almost as possible from L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Listen, part of our poll question and the fact that we even put this up there kind of tells you that we think there's a good chance it's going to happen. Let me just pull it up for us here. Then we want to get into something that Manfred said, which is really interesting. And not just for baseball, but in general about marketability and athletes and all that stuff. Let's see. Got to go down our page here because we got a lot of Clyde Drexler quotes that Samter was transcribing. Good job on that. Here we go. All right, so based on the trade between the Spurs and the Raptors, the guys want to know, will Kawhi Leonard finish the 2018-2019 season in Toronto? Yep, yes, or no? He is rerouted to L.A. You know, I have not voted yet.
God, that'd be so odd to see that happen.
Say, I mean, no.
Has it happened?
He's not going to finish in Toronto.
Has that happened recently with a star being
with
traded?
With a star?
Being traded before the season and being traded in at before the deadline.
There was a guy, directly to your question, I don't recall. There was a player.
Isaiah Thomas. Yeah, thanks, D-Cell.
Oh, that's right, Isaiah Thomas.
But you know what? It was like a pseudo thing, star, because he was hurt. Like, he didn't come into his new organization, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and exert himself. But yeah, I forgot. That was just last year.
Yeah, and a lot of people aren't sure. You can get dealt. I mean, a lot of people. I mean, what was the kid's name? He was a white point guard. I'm going to say about 10, 12 years ago. We'll say 10. Played at Oregon, and he was traded four times in a year.
Wow.
What's that guy's name? What was his name? Yeah, I didn't think it was Ridenour. Then maybe his first name wasn't Luke.
Yeah.
But he was white, and he was traded four times. That ball
and
we got.
He was a point guard.
He probably played off the ball. All right. So how about this, Rob Manfred? This is interesting. Now,
it was Ridenour.
It was. Was it Ridenour?
Four times in 7 days.
Four times in 7 days.
All right. There you go. That's crazy. I mean, how do you even react to that at some point?
I don't know. It's like, dude, should I just quit?
I'd like to think he was given a heads up at some point by his by his representation. Hey, you just got dealt here. If they have no intention of keeping you, they're going to reroute you, so just sit tight.
Still just, that's...
But how many times could you be told that before you get a little frustrated? If you hear that once, then hear it again. It's like, come on.
He went from Orlando to Memphis to Charlotte to Oklahoma City to Toronto.
Okay. All right. I don't know why I brought that up. It's really not that interesting. And these guys just keep digging deeper. Rob Manfred said this about Mike Trout. But I want to say, you know, watching the game last night, right? I love when they mic up the players. And I didn't see every pitch, but I saw a good chunk of it. I may have missed one or two players. They had Blackman mic'd up. He was actually really boring. Francisco Lindor was phenomenal. Bryce Harper is just a little odd. Mm. He was mic'd up. Not odd in a bad way, just odd. And Mike Trout was really cool. Easygoing, conversational, chill.
He's just a dude.
Yeah, dude. Complimentary of of the guys, you know, that were hitting. He was talking about DeGrom, how filthy he is. I mean, he's really... He's a great player. He's the best player in baseball. But what you don't see is Mike Trout in the World Series. And maybe as an indirect byproduct on some level, you don't see Mike Trout doing any endorsements.
No.
So listen to what Manfred said. And then I want to get some deeper stuff here. Quote, player marketing requires one thing for sure. The player, said Manfred. You cannot market a player passively. You can't market anything passively. You need people to engage with those to whom you're trying to market in order to have effective marketing. He goes on, but that's the meat of his comment.
Yeah.
The meat of his take on Mike Trout. What do you think about that?
Well, I think he's opining about the modern athlete. Because the older athlete never had to. And they didn't have to talk. They didn't have to have conversations with
Define
people.
Older. What decade?
Like a little before me. Me and before me.
Okay.
Right? So late 90s, you know, prior.
Okay.
Like if you were great, people recognized.
Mm-hmm.
You got commercial endorsements. Mm-hmm. You were
like Dan Marino back to the day,
yeah,
doing the Isotoners,
exactly,
and doing stuff.
So you didn't have to be vocal and mm-hmm. eloquent
mm-hmm.
and have this enormous Q score.
Yep.
In order to be marketable. But in 2017, 2018 now, you have to, because that's all marketers want. They mm-hmm. want the influencer, not just because he's good looking and great at what he does, but because he's going to engage, like directly engage
mm-hmm.
the audience. Not
sure.
Not just stand there and look good or do a commercial or something of that nature. He's got to engage. He's got to be active on social media. And Mike Trout's just not that. And I hear what Manfred is saying, and I don't disagree with him, but I look at who Mike Trout is, and mm-hmm. that's just not his personality,
yeah,
man. He is not a shameless self-promoter. I think it doesn't come naturally to him. We can see these guys who are much lower on the totem pole in whatever sport than some of the superstars, but they promote themselves better and have a greater following.
Yeah.
Right? They're more marketable, even though they're less talented. And that's just the world we've lived in. It's not necessarily a meritocracy on talent. It's more about, have you figured out the game of how to promote yourself?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people care about it. Some athletes don't.
Yeah, and he doesn't even apologize for not caring. He's not interested in it. He's got his own his own realm, and he's certainly fixated on being great.
Yeah,
but he doesn't care about the other stuff.
I actually kind of appreciate that.
I absolutely do as well. I think that some people were. I think it was a mischaracterization of Manfred's ultimate point, because I think what Rob said is absolutely correct. It's a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll hold the rope with you, but
yeah,
I can't win the tug of war by myself.
No, you're right.
You want to get out there on TV? You got to help me out. And I went on Mike and be more marketable and really, you know, permeate the mainstream society. Now, Mike Trout's the best player in the world. There is no debate in that. It's not Bryce Hart. It's nobody. It's mm-hmm. Mike Trout. And I went to Mike Trout's Twitter page, and I don't follow him personally. And a lot of the tweets before I got to his first, to a tweet that actually promotes himself, it's about trying to get his teammate Simmons on the All-Star game.
Hmm.
You know, he's just, he's a very selfless guy. And this, you know, I'm sure if I was younger and I was still playing baseball, I would know this. The first thing that promotes anything about Mike Trout is when he retweeted something from Nike. And it's the Nike Force Zoom Trout 5 Spike.
Yeah.
Didn't know that he had a Trout 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah.
Let alone a Trout 5.
Which is probably an obligation, not something that he was emotionally invested in. That tweet is an obligation. It's not Mike Trout saying, hey, look at this cool thing I got.
That's true.
It's probably, hey, you got to tweet this thing. Mike, tweet it.
And we're paying you X amount of money,
exactly,
for these shoes. And here's the thing.
How many followers does he have on Twitter?
He's got 2.5 million followers. Yeah. He follows about 2,400 people. He tweets. He's got about 5,000 tweets.
Then that's
it.
Probably not really him then.
Well, it might not be, but here's the thing. You talk about influence, right? Name any, I don't mean like Shaq or these guys who just get ridiculous amounts of retweets. He only has 915 likes and 26 comments.
Yeah, because he's not engaging.
That's what I'm saying. And 153 retweets.
Yeah.
It's Mike Trout. Can you imagine the best player in football?
No.
Like if Antonio Brown tweeted something out about cleats,
yeah,
even, you know, it's different.
Well, just go to Antonio Brown's last tweet.
Yeah.
You could just go to and I guarantee you it's got more than 900 and whatever.
Well, it's probably about Madden, and everybody plays Madden.
But even if it's not about Madden.
But that's a bit, I'll tell you.
But I would bet even
it
a
is,
non-Madden.
Actually.
Yeah,
it
of
is.
Course it is, because it's, again, an obligation
mm-hmm.
for being on Madden.
And he and the Trout thing was from 2 weeks ago. He just tweeted this 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
He already has a couple of thousand retweets and over 7,000 likes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically times 50.
Yeah, because you know that Antonio Brown's going to engage you.
No doubt. Here's the problem, though, and this is the built-in disadvantage, although football players don't really have this advantage that NBA players do. Even if Mike Trout has the coolest, and it's Nike, so I'm sure it's cool, the coolest-looking cleat, one of the reasons why these NBA players, you see half their body,
yeah,
you see their faces, unlike the NFL. But, you know, you can go out and buy sneakers and not even care about basketball. Like, you just want to look cool. It's part of the culture. You're not going to go out and buy a pair of cleats to hang out on the corner.
Yeah.
They're not going to be in rap videos. They're not going to be in music videos. Yeah. It's just, so I don't know. Like, name a baseball player. Maybe if Tim Tebow ever made the majors and became good, I mean, which is never going to happen, even though I've got a lot of respect for Timmy. But name a baseball player that has sold product.
There aren't many.
I mean, I remember.
Because there's not products that are.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What are you going to sell? Batting gloves? I mean, I love that stuff, but it's because I play. Well, a lot of people don't play.
Well, you could sell consumables, right? Like Gatorade or.
Yeah, but they're always lumped in with Peyton Manning, Jeter, Tiger Woods.
It's a campaign.
Serena Williams.
It's not a campaign. It's not a specific campaign just on this. It's we got 10 athletes. You know, let's get them all doing the same type of thing. By the way, I had D-Cell look up his Instagram account. Mm-hmm. His last Instagram post, which was a pretty cool last post, mm-hmm. is a selfie of him, Mookie Betts, and Aaron Judge. And it's got like 400, like, that's it.
Is that it?
400.
Yeah, he's just not very active.
And the previous one was also getting his teammate into the All-Star. It was
Simmons.
Get Simmons into the All-Star game.
Yeah, which is nice.
He just doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
And I actually appreciate that about him. Because it's not about the money for him, mm-hmm. I don't think. He's got to realize he's going to make more money than he's ever going to need. Some of these guys get off mm-hmm. on getting endorsements.
That's true.
Or having $100 million whatever contracts. I don't think he cares.
How much you think?
I think he wants to play baseball.
I agree.
That's it.
He's a throwback.
That's my only responsibility that I care about.
He's a
and
throwback.
That's pretty awesome.
He plays every day, and he plays well, and he plays hard. I wonder how many athletes are so tapped into social media, and their main motivation or the main reason they do it is insecurity.
Oh, a lot of them.
I think so, right?
A lot of them. They want validation.
Yeah.
Right? We've had this conversation. I think we had it offline, actually. Like, so many athletes. And you saw this probably with some of the kids that you grew up with when you're young and you're a star,
mm-hmm.
right? You kind of don't know how to be a star. You know what I mean? You know how to be great at what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
but then all of a sudden you become a star, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's basketball, you saw this with young kids with the Knicks, or here in New York, you see it with young football players with the Jets or the Giants, right? All of a sudden become a star. Right? Nobody's taught them how to be a star. Now, LeBron was a little bit different
because
he was groomed to be that way since he was probably 15 or 16 years old. He had Maverick Carter, who was his high school teammate and had a vision for him when he was young, and they've executed it to perfection, to be perfectly honest. I don't think anybody could replicate what LeBron has done with his off, on, and professional life.
Mm-hmm.
But most athletes, they're uncomfortable in their skin as stars. They're comfortable in their skin as athletes,
mm-hmm.
basketball player, football player, baseball player. But then all of a sudden they got to be a star and shake people's hands and have conversation and, you know, be hospitable in certain situations. They don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they hide. And just like, you know, some trolls hide on social media and can say whatever they want, athletes do that too. They absolutely do.
Mm.
You see it. They seek validation in social media. When it's not real validation.
Mm-hmm.
Real validation is touching someone's hand.
Yeah, having a conversation.
Looking them in the eye.
Yep.
Having a conversation and connecting.
Yeah.
Not all athletes want to do that.
Yeah, I hear you. Before we get a quick break here, I want to play the cut from Trout because we read from the transcript with Manfred. Here's Mike Trout on what we just discussed.
I keep telling you guys, I do as much as I can, but, you know, it's a long baseball season. So, you know, I got to pick and choose when I want to, you know, do things and, you know, go from there.
You and Aaron hitting home runs. I mean, do you think this was a sort of a nice promotional vehicle for baseball?
I think it is. You know, I think that, like I said before, when we can express ourselves, you know, obviously not just playing baseball during a game, you know, the dugout and just anywhere. You know, I think it's pretty good. It's good for baseball.
Listen, I got news for you, and I've always believed this. If the Yankees weren't good when Jeter was there, his personality, he would have been.
Yeah, you're right.
Because he's boring.
Yeah, agreed.
At least what he puts out there for public consumption.
You know who Kenneth Faried is.
Yes.
Yes.
Did he just get traded?
No. Like, B player, bench guy.
Energy guy,
but nobody.
I mean, today, Samther.
Nobody really knows, guy. Right?
Yeah. Well, it depends how big
same,
a basketball fan.
Same Q score uh-huh. as Mike Trout.
What do you mean? How do you know?
They have Q scores for athletes. Same
what,
Q
what,
score.
Do we have yours?
Washington,
do they have for retired?
Washington Post had this. I don't know what mine was.
Oh, look it up.
But, But it'd have to be back.
I didn't register, so I could just have fun with everybody who scores low
Washington
or
Post,
high.
The Washington Post had this out. The Q score of Mike Trout is the same as Kenneth Faried. Think about that.
Wow.
The best player in baseball.
Faried, an energy guy, a hustle guy, exactly. Like a Dennis Rodman, light.
Yeah.
With the best player in baseball. Mm-hmm. See, and I think a lot of people would frame that as a basketball, as a baseball problem. I don't look at it that way. No. It's just the way Mike Trout is built.
Agreed.
That is not emblematic of other baseball players, but it is hard to push product when you play baseball. You're not going to push helmets to the average consumer.
There's nothing to push other than the consumable products, which everybody else is pushing.
I mean, you know, you're not going to see kids wearing, you know, baggy jeans and cleats hanging out on the street corner.
No.
And be wearing Jordans. Going to be wearing Kobe's. Yeah, you could be wearing LeBron's.
You could be wearing them, but you'd be busting your ass walking down the sidewalk.
That's true. All right. So Machado to the Dodgers just about set. We'll get to that a little bit. So this is the time, whether it was the NBA segment, NBA hour, really, with Kawhi and the trade with DeRozan. You want to get in on that? Pop's comments post-trade. What we just hit with Mike Trout. Josh Hader. I know we had some calls that were hanging on, but we switched topics when we interviewed Clyde Drexler. Now is the time to get in. We'll certainly get some calls. Let's hear from you. 855-212-4227. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Summer is here, and so is the unbearably hot weather. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over the summer. We also spend a lot of time in our cars during the summer month. You know how that heat can just drain the life of you, make you feel lethargic and just out of it? Well, imagine what it's doing to your car. Summer heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery, even more so than the harsh winter months. Heat, more than cold, can shorten your battery's life. Rising temperatures can cause battery fluids to evaporate, leading to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. So you always want your car at peak performance. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts now and have your battery tested for free. Free of charge is how you hear me. If you need replacing, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. If you need to find a store, just visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Again, that's O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Woo!
Better parts, better prices every day.
All righty, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by our friends at GEICO. Hey, everybody, quick way to save money. Switch to GEICO, whether it's homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Get it all. GEICO.com. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. What's up? Hopefully you guys are having a good Wednesday. We'll get to the blast coming up before we bounce. And also, we'll get these calls right here. But I did call Tiger Woods to win.
Tiger who?
Tiger Woods. Right. You heard Matt and Stutter. Do I stutter?
Do.
What movie is that from? Nobody in the room knows. Nobody in the room knows. I know you don't know. You didn't watch this movie as a kid. I know you and Ron, they didn't see it. D-Cell's too young. These three interns from Westwood One, they were born in like 2001. They have no idea what I'm talking about. And Santa is looking it up. Santa,
I know it. As soon as you say it, it's going to drive me crazy.
You're my only option here.
I know it. As soon as you tell me.
Do I stutter?
You see, this is what you get when you spill paint in the garage. Do I stutter? Oh, good God.
Is it Breakfast Club?
Yes, attaboy. Google's a good tool, huh, Samter? Did you get that? Did you grind that out with your mind, or did you actually look that up?
He looked it up.
Because he's staring at his computer. Oh, there it is. See, this is what you get. Oh, that's my favorite line. Yeah, that's a good one, too. That's the principal who's going through records in the basement that he should not be going through. Private medical files, mental files. All right. Dave's in Nebraska, and Dave is on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Dave, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Wanted to just remind you guys of one Ken Griffey Jr. that was able to sell some product as a baseball player. You know, had his own line of shoes, had T-shirts, all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Not a fan of his, but
I loved Griffey. Here's the thing. I loved Griffey. I was playing when he was playing. I didn't buy anything that Griffey had. What was he? I remember he was in a commercial. My idol, Mattingly, actually had a small bit in it. This was when he was shot. This was kind of at the end after his back went. And Griffey hit a home. It was a Nike cleat commercial, and Griffey hit a home run. No, sorry. Mattingly hit the home run. And Griffey tracked it down through like 9-10 different states. It was actually pretty cool.
I actually kind of remember that commercial.
But it was just Nike in general. Yeah. They weren't selling Nike spikes, I don't think. I think it was just about the swoosh and just general
I think that's what
apparel.
You're saying. It's not like the products. BT's talking about like specific, like specific product that's all only about this specific athlete,
mm-hmm.
not like a Nike product or something else, or more specifically, if they're going to sell something, it's got to be their shoes. You see this with basketball players. But again, even if, I mean, Griffey was an icon. He was transcendent in some ways because he was so athletic and his swing was just so pure and like and beautiful. And he used to crash into walls, hell, run up walls. But that was one guy, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. he was retired a decade ago. There's just not a lot of them.
There's not. There. I don't even really remember. I know. Wait, there was one. Was it Pepsi? Or was it Coke? Big difference.
Yeah.
And I know that.
Soda.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the two. And I think CeCe was in it. And it was about, remember, somebody hit a foul ball. I mean, the fact that I don't even vividly recall what it was kind of tells you the imprint wasn't as strong as, yeah. you know, the Morris Blackman commercials. I mean, which is as good as it gets
with
MJ and Spike Lee. And even the Larry
Penny,
Bird.
Even the Penny. The
little Penny, little chilling, Penny. Chilling at the crib. Yeah. With
And that wasn't even about it. I mean, it was. Though. But it, I mean, it was more the entertainment of seeing Little Penny.
It was on at Little Penny's. Little Penny's was bouncing. All right, let's get Marvin in Sacramento. And Marvin is on Tiki and Tierney. Marvin Bagley? Who is this? Marvin, what's up, buddy?
How you doing? No, hey. Marvin Bagley. Yeah, I'd like to make a statement about all the endorsement things. I had the opportunity to speak to Muhammad Ali one-on-one several times. Mm-hmm. And one time he told me, this was in 1968.
Okay.
And he said, I turned down $10 million worth of endorsements. And Muhammad Ali only endorsed Decon Road Spray. That's the only commercial I've ever seen him do. He said, I turned down 10 down. And one of the things about endorsements, if you're a superstar and you have like a $50 million or $100 million contract mm-hmm. and whatnot.
Like these NBA players.
I'm speaking to me personally. And I wouldn't endorse anything because endorsements tend to be very restrictive. They own you. They tell you what you can say or do. Not so much tell you, but you have to watch everything. You cannot be your own man. Now, all my life, I've been a Jaguar aficionado, man. I drive Jaguar now, right? If I was a big-time star, I would go to Jaguar and say, look, I drive your product. I love these cars. I've always had one, and I want one.
Yeah,
if you sign me, I will never buy anything but a Jaguar. Nobody will ever see me own or be driving anything okay. but a Jaguar. I'd adhere to that. But I wouldn't endorse anything else just for the money.
Yeah,
and
no, I hear
what
you.
What I have against endorsements is that basically they own you.
Well, but you know what? Thanks for the call. Thoughtful yeah. call. By the way, I typed in Muhammad Ali commercials. The first thing that popped up was the Roach, the Decon Spray Roach commercial.
Yeah. And by the way, I thought Marvin was talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars, not a car. I was like, you love the Jaguar. Like, what?
It's funny that he said Jaguar, not Jaguar. I mean, Jaguar. For somebody that's, Jaguar aficionado, I think it's a little pretentious to say Jaguar.
Yeah, it's
but
Jaguar.
I think that's how you say it.
No, it's Jaguar.
Mm.
Jaguar.
I think it's the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jaguar.
Don't say it like that. Please don't say it like that. Oh, God almighty. The difference, though, with endorsement, I do think there was a point where if you were tied to certain things, you had to keep mm-hmm. specifically politics, religion, and race to yourself.
Right.
I believe there's a freedom that athletes have never enjoyed to say whatever you want, and unless you are committing a crime,
right.
which obviously is separate from what you believe, clearly, they're not going to strip you the endorsement. I think it's a different world in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it crosses the line of non-brand
alignment.
Because you saw this with Brandon Marshall, linebacker Brandon Marshall, mm-hmm. when he took a knee during the national anthem, and a couple of his endorsers dropped him.
Oh, that's true. They did that. Who are they? Do we recall? That's right. Were they local?
I think they both were local. But yeah, because I don't think he has a national brand, so it definitely was
not
local.
Like
but the problem with. I mean, that becomes the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you stand up for something, or at least you take a knee for something that you think is absolutely right, and it ends up costing you whatever the number was.
I forgot about Marshall. That's a good
call. I don't know how much money they were paying him, but you end up losing. Samter?
Yeah, one was a Federal Credit Union, and one was CenturyLink, a cable communications company.
Okay, interesting. Brian's in New Jersey. Brian's on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Brian, what's happening?
Hi.
Hey.
Glad to speak to both of you.
Thanks,
Brian.
I was calling about Mike Trout. There's a lot of different things he could get sponsored by like auto companies, different apparel groups, where he doesn't have to do a whole lot. His name is well known, and you know, he's always shown at the Eagles games.
Yeah,
yeah, he does always.
He's got season tickets.
He can do something where he doesn't have to boast about it, but he should take advantage of these situations while he's still healthy, make some money off of it, because you know it's only one run to the base, and your career can be over.
Yeah, no, like he's going to make a lot of money.
Thank you, Brian.
He's going to make a lot of money just playing baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is it in his best interest or his agent's best interest or managers, whoever is managing that side of his life, to maximize that, because it's not being maximized right now
by design.
And I think you're right.
By design,
it's definitely by design.
And let's not lose sight of, you know, sure, this is debatable. Of course it is. But, I mean, Mike Trout is beginning to lay the foundation for a career that very well, and I know we always have sentimentality for the older names, the Ruths and the Mazes and the Hank Aarons and the Ty Cobbs, and I'm not saying those are wrong choices. Mike Trout's laying a foundation to to put himself in the conversation as the greatest player of all time.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I don't care who you are. Gehrig, I know the numbers are a little different. You know, Gehrig had a couple of seasons where he had like 170 RBIs. Some of the stats are crazy. Babe Ruth. But, I mean, Rogers Hornsby's, Tris Speaker. I mean, when it's all said and done, he's got a couple of MVPs. Mm-hmm. He's got the Rookie of the Year. He's got three other, you know, four other top five MVP finishes. He's 26.
I know.
And he's 26.
And he's never been out of the top five, right?
Out of the top five. No. Yeah. He's got 2-1-2-1-4. Oh, what an underachievement. Fourth. And so I always.
What the hell happened?
I know.
It
was distracted. He shot a commercial.
Well, how many. Didn't he miss like 30, 40 or 30?
I'm talking about 2017. Yeah. Bro, it's flying into the base. He only played 117 games.
So
there's your answer. So stats were bad. His OPS, by the way, was still 1.100. Let me see this real quick before we get to Ack. He's
ridiculous.
Unbelievable. 1-2-3-4. He's so much better than Bryce Harper. It's not even close. 5-6-7-8-9-10.
Right.
11,
remember that
12,
debate
13?
We used to have?
Yeah.
4 years ago, 3-4 years ago.
Of course, that's why I said it. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. He has led the league in 22 offensive categories.
In 6 years.
He's played 1,000 games.
Wow. That's
absolutely maddening. And I'm talking like OPS, total bases, I mean, stats. And Bryce has 7, right? Is that the number on Bryce, 7 or 8? Wow, think about that. And I just want to see how much money he's made so far. What do you think, Teak? What kind of loot is Mike?
Well, he signed
there?
That.
I know.
It's a pre-arb deal, right? So
he's,
I want to say 35.
He's made $77 million already. Wow. Already.
He's
already.
26 years old.
Yeah.
He's got 10 years of prime maybe left. He's
making $34 million this season.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, his first year, he made $500,000. It's amazing.
So he's made $77 including this year.
Career to date, $77 million.
Yeah.
And then he's got $34 million next year, $34 million the year after that, and then he's 28, and he's going to be the most hotly, you know, chased or pursued.
I don't need no stinking endorsements.
He doesn't. It's kind of charming in an old school way.
I agree.
I'm with you when you said that. All right, let's get Axe update. Rich, here he is. All right, still a lot to do here on the show. Good stuff today. Well done on the phones. Nicely done on Twitter at Tiki and Tierney. Teague, let's bang out, answer our Ask the Pros question of the day. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is a good one. I like this. I bleed blue. Is it Michigan blue? Is it Giants blue? Is it St. Louis blues?
Definitely Giants blue.
Think so? A lot of bleeding blue. Last year, that's for sure.
Yes, exactly.
And his Twitter handle is at IBleedBlue561. I'm guessing he's a Lawrence Taylor fan and just kind of threw the one in there at some point. So it's a good question. If Kawhi's so set on being in L.A. and the money doesn't seem to make a difference to him, shouldn't the Lakers be able to corner him into playing for less money next year?
Mm.
It's a very good question.
That is a good question.
Go ahead. What do you think?
Probably not. That's not how free agency works. And for a team that has cap room to sign him to the max, which BT told us earlier in the show is about 144 because it'll be another team.
It'll be 4 years. Rather, it'll be $50 million less than he could get if he resigns with the Raptors.
It's actually a bargain.
It is. No, there's no doubt. It's a unique thought because you would think in theory maybe shaves open a few more million to get a sniper from the perimeter or whatever. Maybe he'd be amenable to that, by the way. Mm-hmm. You don't know. I mean, you don't know. We don't know anything about this guy, so no. Maybe he's like the one star that would
speak.
Take less.
He doesn't speak.
He doesn't speak. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. All right, so we'll get to the blast here in a moment. So I told you, Kinsey's birthday, you guys are away. Obviously, you were invited, but you guys are away this weekend for your anniversary. Happy anniversary, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you, bud.
Still going strong, right?
6 years.
With all those kids?
We've been together for a while. Six years, but been married.
Attaboy. And Sunday is my daughter's second birthday party. And I've joked around a lot on the show, like, because my dad and my mom were over last night. And I'm just looking at my dad. I'm like, I know you never did anything like this because you didn't have to. When did birthday parties become costume parties? I am stuffing my fat love handles into this Maui. Oh, and I love watching the movie with them. The Demigod, Rock. It's a great movie. I mean, it really is a good, they do great work. Jen got me this. It's like something you would wear on a football Sunday against the Eagles, like skin tight.
Yeah, Moana. It's Moana. Maui.
It's Maui.
Moana.
All tatted up.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get fake tattoos. It's like this lycra, kind of like that tight skin. It is so tight around my stomach. I had to cut the thing. The chest part looked good, but I had to cut it. And I'm like, and she's got me hula skirt.
You don't have good friends, man.
What?
You don't have good friends.
I'm going to be doing this while Tiger's coming down the back nine, dancing around with like Maui.
I've been doing this since my older kids, but I never did it. I always had a friend do it.
Dress up.
Always get, you gotta have good friends, man.
I have no problem doing it.
D-Cell just said it. You need the fall guy in the crew who's gonna just take one. Sorry, it's your role.
Oh, God. She got these like these shark teeth. You got it all. I mean, you got the black wig that she's gonna cut and she's gonna curl.
She's gonna be terrified when she sees you.
No, I can't. Was dancing around today. She was watching, but I didn't have the wig on, so I just had the shirt on.
Yeah.
So she kind of knows what's coming. I don't think she knows. I don't even know that she knows that it's her birthday on Sunday. When you're not even 2 years old, you're probably not aware of that. But it's what I'll do. It's gonna be so bad, and thankfully I don't take myself too seriously. I'm gonna actually give the network TV a picture, and I'm gonna show you guys a picture on Monday on the show.
Lord.
And it won't just be from like the midsection up. I'll give you the social. When you see this, Teak, it ain't pretty.
You need to include the previous Halloween costumes.
Well, Darth Vader was
badass.
That was awesome.
I'm saying the counter.
Yeah, but I'm all hidden. You don't even know that it's me.
But it's still badass.
Yeah, it was really good. That was a great one. All right, you ready to roll? We got the blast here.
Yeah, let's hit him.
Let's go. Okay, here we go. The Celtics engaged in talks with Marcus Smart. Do they have to bring him back?
He's such an average shooter, but such a great energy guy. Do they have to bring him back? They don't have to, but I think it'd be valuable for them to bring him back because he's one of those bulldogs that's going to annoy one of the players, probably one of the better players on an opposing team. So, yeah, but not for the right number. He's a 30% three-point shooter. He's only 36 from field.
For a guard, for anybody, it's
horrendous.
It's terrible.
Don't overpay him, but bring him back.
He's part of the soul. He's part of your identity. He's a part of your DNA. And, I don't know how you possibly quantify his worth, but you just know if he ever walked out the room, that's a team that could maybe get pushed around a lot more. Certainly a lot more than they would be without him.
Agreed.
He can't shoot, but he can scrap. I'm a big Smart fan. Make sure you bring him back, Boston. All right, Rob Manfred, hoping to expand to 32 teams. Is this the right move for baseball? Listen, we had Rob on right 2 or 3 days before the start of the 2017 season. It's on YouTube if you guys want to find it. And we talked about expansion back then. Just based on the scheduling, it will make it a lot easier. So, yeah, logistically, it's great. Some of the cities that have been thrown out there, I like. I think Charlotte's interesting. I'm not a big fan of Mexico in terms of doing that, not for baseball. Portland, somewhat interesting. Vegas, that's interesting. Nashville's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I like the cities. Is it the right move? You can't do anything before the Rays and the A's settle up their stadium issues.
Yeah.
Then you do it.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest part of it. You got to take care of the teams that have been there for a while. The A's are the most glaring one, man. It's been a long time. And they're in a political, like, a purgatory as it pertains to getting a new stadium that they have to figure out. It's unfair for them.
Mm-hmm.
O.co is not O.co.
Yeah, no, it's had a few different names.
It's
O.co.
It's terrible.
It's got a charm, but you struck it right. It's a terrible baseball stadium. It's tough. All right, Yadier Molina. How about this? This is an interesting one, considering being a player manager. All right. Could that ever work in today's sports?
Of course it could work. I mean, just play every now and then. It's basically just I'm going to DH every whatever, a little bit here or there. Otherwise, I'm just hanging out, teaching you guys what I've learned over the years. They got him for $20 million for the next 3 years. It's earned. I mean, it's not an exorbitant salary. But I think it can work, especially because he's so respected within the organization.
You know what's funny? I don't think this would work with any other player in baseball. But because he's a catcher and because he's getting up there, even, you know, outside of Perez from the Royals, who basically plays every day when he's healthy, most catchers only squat 120 times a year. They're taking the guys like Sanchez when he's healthy. If you're in the American League, unlike Molina, you could DH more regularly. The problem is, you know, working the bullpen and being 2-3 steps ahead of the opposing manager while you're catching, that's hard. But I wouldn't put it past him that he could actually do it.
Agreed.
I like him. All right, UNC head coach Larry Fedora says that the game of football is, quote, under attack, and it's not going to be recognizable in 10 years. What's our thoughts on this? Well, I mean, I agree, because I said in 2011 that football would be gone, and I really hope that I'm wrong. But, you know, listen, we've had this discussion so much. You can find what I said years ago on the internet. But, yeah, I absolutely rubber stamp this. I hope we're wrong, but I don't think that he's wrong now.
He's not, but he's a little bit closed-minded. He also talks about there not being a definitive link between CTE and football.
You got to stay in your lane on that, coach.
You don't know the science, clearly. But the thing that caught me about this statement, because I agree to the points that you're making, especially if we start learning that you're going to die prematurely or unnaturally because you played football. There's an existential problem there. But he also says, because the game is under attack and we stop playing it the way we do, our country is going to go down because of the lessons that are taught in football, you know, getting up from failure, et cetera, are going to permeate society. That's a little...
A little bit of a reach, coach.
They're still wrestling.
Exactly. They're still rugby. They're still lacrosse.
There's still a lot of things you have physical attrition and things like that that you grow back from. So,
and by the way, there's still parents that can actually teach their kids to do that.
Yeah, so stay in your lane twice.
Stay in your lane, as LeVar Ball would say. Stay in your lane.
Got a shirt from you.
All right, Virginia, this is, of course, it's from your state. I mean, can you possibly defend this?
No, it's this not. Guy? It's indefensible.
This is sickening. So there's a Virginia man who called the police. You guys got to see the video on this. Called the police after a hard screen. True story, no joke. On social media, you can actually see the interaction with the officer and the one who was quote-unquote fouled. I mean, should police ever be called for to a game for incidents?
Yeah, I mean, if someone pulls a gun,
yeah,
right.
If there's anarchy,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and there's weapons pulled.
What was that movie with Denzel, the Last Boy Scout? Remember that movie?
I didn't see that with Denzel.
Not Denzel.
Wesley Snipes.
Was it Denzel?
I don't know.
I can't remember the main. Damon Wayans, exactly. Damon and Bruce Willis. Where he's running back is running the ball and cuts through the line. And he comes out, guy comes back, and he pulls out the gun and starts shooting a guy in the middle of a football game. It's raining. I think I don't want him to tell what happens at the end of it. But anyways, in that case, yes, call
Did
the police. No,
that doesn't cause you to fumble.
No, it was
holding it high and tight.
No, he was shooting the defenders are coming to tackle him.
Oh, he had the ball.
He had the ball and pulled a gun.
Oh, jeez. Is this a comedy?
Crazy. No, it was a dead serious movie.
Was it
called
a good
The
one?
Last Boy Scout? It was actually really
great movie?
Good. It was really.
You would love
good.
It. It's all about cops and football and corruption
it.
In the Senate.
You absolutely would love it.
Really?
Absolutely.
It's a 70s movie?
No.
Or it's just
like 90s.
Built to reflect the 70s.
No.
What? Well, because you just said 70s in my ear. He's shaking it. He said 70s, then he shakes his head.
No, I didn't say 70s.
He said 70s. No. It's the 90s movie, but it's about football and cops and things of that and corruption.
I'd have to watch it, actually. I like those
corrupt
I'm
surprised
movies.
You've never heard of
I've it. I've never seen it.
It's insane.
Guy goes off tackle running and he
back,
pulls out a pistol.
Running back, really good running. I mean, he's cutting, he's dodging, he's making guys miss, and guys coming up, he pulls out a gun.
He actually starts firing or he threatens?
No, he shoots the defender.
People die?
You gotta watch
and this,
it.
This sounds the last this is either Boy a great Scout. Movie or an atrocious movie.
The Last Boy Scout.
Wow. The Last Boy Scout. Okay, one of the last chances for Tiger Woods to make a real impression on the 2018 season. I think he's gonna win. But more importantly, I think he's gotta win. I think he's gotta win.
Why? Tell me why.
Because,
he's gotta win.
Well, I mean, literally, he doesn't have
to
win.
But you know what I mean. Metaphorically.
Yes. Because he's, you know, you can only ride the upward tick so long before you need you know, something at the end of the rainbow in the form of some gold and some reward here. And he's played well in large pockets this year. You were down at the Valspar, right?
Yep.
Tied for second, went on that birdie binge. He was fourth at Quicken Loans. He was fifth at Arnie's great event. Arnold Palmer, the great Arnie Palmer, rest in peace. You know, he's had these moments, and then he gets to the back nine, and he gets wobbly, bogey, par, bogey, and like that out of it. I don't think he's going to implode at Carnoustie.
Because he doesn't have to be He-Man.
Exactly. And that's when his implosions start with the driver. He might hit the driver single-digit times, encompassing four rounds this year.
He doesn't need to do it.
But he's got to play well, I believe. I think he's got to win to reinforce the notion that he's on the way back. We'll see. Happy anniversary, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Enjoy a couple of days. Teak is off tomorrow. I got you Thursday and Friday. It's a good show. You have yourself a good Wednesday. We'll catch you soon. Peace. Gotta go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.